makers of Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum invite you to enjoy Life. Life with Luigi, a comedy show created by Cy Howard and starring that celebrated actor, Mr. J. Carroll Nash, with Alan Reed as Pasquale. You know, Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum is giving daily enjoyment to millions of people all over America, in offices and factories, on farms and ranches, in mines and oil fields. Folks find that chewing Wrigley's Spearmint helps them feel better and work better. The makers of Wrigley's Spearmint Gum are glad that their product is proving helpful and enjoyable to so many people, and they're glad, too, that they're able to bring you Life with Luigi, because they know it's the kind of a radio program that millions of Americans enjoy. And now let's read Luigi's letter as he writes about his adventures in America to his Mama Vasco in Italy.
Dear Mamma Mia, in America, weatherman is very important fella. Yeah, he's got a little box in a newspaper, and every day he's tell you what's gonna be the weather tomorrow. For instance, yesterday, weatherman is to say, Tuesday, cooler with the heavy rains. So his coming today was a hot and a dry. But he was writing one thing, that today would be Tuesday. How would it be nice, Mamma Mia, if I could close up antique shop and go in the country to cool off for a couple of days. But train tickets cost $50, airplane tickets maybe $100, a hotel bill maybe $200. With the money I'm got, all I'm can afford is a cold shower. But I'm read some place that if you eat the salt tablets, they're gonna keep you cool. So all day I'm chew them up. And Mamma Mia, I got so much salt in the side, I'm feel like a bag of peanuts. But yeah, Mamma Mia, would it be so nice if I could go away for vacation? Because summer in Chicago is very hot. Everybody's go away. Streets, they get empty on the weekends. And if you ain't got friends, you could get very lonesome. But today, I'm got a big idea. I'm gonna ask all of my night school friends that they should come to my store this Saturday. Yeah, that's gonna be nice. We can drink lemonade, eat cookies, sit around and do what all Americans is do. Chew up the rags. But I'm going to finish this a little later, Mamma Mia, because right now I'm going to go to my night school. America, I love you. You're like a papa to me. From the ocean to us.
Luigi, thanks for the invitation, but I'm sorry I can't make it for this Saturday.
Oh, you can't.
Now, you see, I'm going to my wife's folks for dinner.
Well, I hope you enjoy her, Luigi.
I hope so, too. You know, there's one thing about my mother-in-law. She makes a patros that you'll remember for years.
Yeah, and it stays with you that long, too. My Luigi, you two are away.
Yeah, sure, sir, maybe you come to my store this Saturday, huh?
Ach, I'm sorry, Luigi. The 4th of July weekend, my wife Frida and me and the kiddies, we always have the same vacation.
What do you mean, Schultz?
Well, we all go down to the beach, and the food gets squashed on the train. 2 kids almost get loused. I have to be pulled out of the water twice. My wife gets a sunstroke, and we all have a wonderful time.
Yeah, but also, maybe you're gonna...
Luigi, I would be overjoyed to join you this Saturday, but I told Olga I would drive her into the country.
Oh, you did, huh?
Yeah, oh, there's nothing like getting out on the highway in an open car on a hot day and just zooming along.
Yeah, must be nicer to zoom. So everybody's got something to do this weekend, huh?
Shh, here comes Miss Spaulding.
Good evening, evening, Clark.
Good evening, Miss Balding. Good evening.
Phew, it's hot tonight. Mr. Schultz, will you open the window from the bottom, please?
Why only from the bottom? What's the matter? The top is an orphan?
Schultz, there was a well-known fact in physics that cold air comes in from the bottom and the hot air rises to the top.
Ocean, if that is true, what is holding you down? That was a lollapalousy.
All right, gentlemen. I know it's a hot night, but let's see if we can't concentrate on today's grammar lesson. I asked you to study up on the dangling participle. Mr. Horowitz, suppose you tell us what it is.
With pleasure. A dangling participle is a participle that, well, it dangles.
Well, give us an example, please.
Certainly. The dangling participle... The prisoner was hung at dawn.
No, that's wrong. Mr. Schultz.
Don't ask me. I don't believe in capital punishment.
Miss Balding, as usual, I am the only one who knows the answer.
Yeah, but in Olsen's case, I'm willing to make an exception.
Please, Mr. Schultz. Mr. Basco, you may tell us the answer.
The dangling participle, huh? Well, that's the one a summer word in a sentence does not belong.
And why doesn't it belong?
Because, well, it's not belong like me and this weekend.
What?
Miss Balding, Luigi feels a little left out because he asked us all to come to his house Saturday, but we can't make it.
Oh, well, these are the weekends when people start to go out of town, Mr. Basco.
Ach, cheer up, you little Wiener Schnitzel. Smile, Luigi. There's a million things you can do in the city to enjoy yourself.
Like what, Schultz?
Well, you can go to the museum or the library or the planetarium or maybe a good music recital or an art gallery.
Oh, yeah, those are all excellent ideas.
Olsen, they should all happen to you. Ach, my Luigi, comes the weekend, you can always go next door to Pasquale and pass a little time.
Yeah, sure, but what if Pasquale is going to start to nag me with the Rosa?
Ach, so what? He says, do you like Rosa? You say yes. He says, will you take her out to a movie? Say yes.
Yeah, and what if he's going to say, I'm sure to marry her?
So marry her. It's only for the weekend.
Luigi, my friend. Hello, Luigi. Hello.
Oh, hello, Pasquale. I thought I'm just going to drop in a spaghetti palace and help you out a little bit.
That's a nice little banana nose. But why you suddenly decide you're going to be Papa's little helper?
I don't know, Pasquale. I'm just like to help you, that's all.
All right. How much money you need? How soon can you pay me back?
No, Pasquale. I don't need no money.
And you ain't in trouble with nobody? Bill collectors or people like that?
No.
Luigi, I don't like you. You should have suddenly acted nicer to me unless you got a good reason.
Well, Pasquale, I'm just feel big appreciation for what you do to that, Charlie.
Appreciation for what?
Well, for bringing me to America. You know, for everything.
Masho, I understand a little cabbage puss. since you feel in such a big appreciation mood, Luigi... How's about you and me, we discuss a certain subject?
Pasquale, is a certain subject, how the name begins with R?
I wouldn't be surprised.
Rosa?
I don't mean the Rocky Mountains.
If it's a Rosa, it's a bigger than a Rocky Mountain.
I'm not asking you.
All right, Pasquale, but then what are we sure to talk about, Rosa?
Ooh, little things.
Little things?
Yes, little things. The kind that if there was a four or five of them running around the house, I would be a grandfather. What do you say, my son?
Goodbye, Grandpa. No, Pasquale, please. Now is not time to talk about a marriage.
It's the best time. If you get married now, that's going to make you a June bride. Luigi, look on me. Have a pity. I'm only 11 for the day when some little fellas are going to climb up on my knee and call me grandpa.
Well, all right, Pasquale. If it's going to make you happy.
Yes?
All right, Pasquale. I'm going to climb up on your knee and call you grandpa.
Don't be so smart. Ooh, if I could afford it now, I'd have a nervous breakdown.
No, but Pasquale, please, please don't be mad with me today. Huh? Not today.
Why not today? You got a birthday or something?
No, but Pasquale, all of my friends, they're going away this weekend. And I want to wish you to be friendly, so I'm going to have somebody to talk to.
Luigi, you ain't had a vacation since I brought you to America, eh?
No, Pasquale.
And you ain't got money, but I got the right?
That's right, Pasquale.
And if I was to lend you the money, you might take an airplane ride to Hawaii and spend a few weeks relapsing on the beach, huh?
Hey, Pasquale, you gonna do all of this for me?
Only if the certain party gets on that airplane with you before it goes up.
But Pasquale, if that certain somebody gets on that airplane, it's not gonna be...